Hi, Cowboy T here again, San Francisco Liberal with a gun. We just got through disassembling the entire shell plate assembly of the Lee Pro 1000 press. Here it is. We disassembled it, we cleaned it with WD-40, we washed all the parts with soap and water, and we made sure that they were dry. Now we're going to put it back together. Here we go. Set it right there. See these cavities in here? Those are two cavities in there. Okay? We got to put the stuff in first. Here it goes. First is this little ball that locks everything at the proper station. It's a little spring action ball. Boing, boing, boing. There it is. Okay? That's in there. Now we put in the primer ram and it's spring. This here is the primer ram. Here it goes. This is, by the way, for small primers. This slides down in here where this triangle goes. You see that triangle in that cavity? Okay, good. Goes right in there. And then this little thinner spring here goes on top of that, like so. Now we take this piece here. This is our primer feed chute. It is thoroughly clean. This must be thoroughly clean. Soap, water, the whole thing. Well, first solvent, then soap and water, and then we let it dry. Here we go. This sits right on top of there. It just goes right on in, just like this. All the way down. Push it all the way down. And you see it does this. That's how you know it's doing it right. Now, this little clip here. This guy right there. This is going to be part of our case sensor mechanism. Works in conjunction with this thing here. That and that work together. So we'll put this clip on first. See that slot right in there? There's a little slot right in there, if you can see that. That's where this goes, okay? Just like this, we're gonna insert it just like so. Now hold the ball in. And it just clips right around. And there it is. See? Just like that. Good. Now, we want to put this on, but first, something else has to go on. That would be one of these. This is one of those little clips that holds the shell in place while you're doing stuff with it. So we're going to take one of these clips here, this one right there, and put it right there. This is going to be a little bit of a delicate operation, so if you have, you know, bigger paws like I've got, you're just going to have to be delicate. Here we go. And the little hook part goes right there like that, right over where the screw will go through. You see that? Okay, just like that. Now, coming back over here, we see this piece here, this is the case sensor, and this little thing right there, it looks like a little top hat. This gets inserted into the underside here. See that? Hope you can see that. So we're just going to go like this. Boop, falls right in. Okay, now we're going to take this. Oops, hey, wait a minute, I did something wrong. Let's take a step back. Due to the odd angle I was working at, I made a slight mistake. I'm going to fix that right now for you. See this? It's backwards. We want it to be the other direction. Like that. So this is sticking out. See that? Sticking out now. Now we'll return to our case sensor over here. This thing here we just inserted the little top hat into. Now, put this back on. Okay, that's good enough for now. Now we take this brim of the top hat side down like so. Remember, delicate operation. If you got big paws like me, you just simply have to be careful. And you hold it there as best you can. Now we take this screw right there. That's what's going to hold all this together. We're going to put this here. Here we go. Sure it gets all the way down there, that everything is actually in there. And we just make it slightly tight. Okay? Good. That's in there. Ah, that's the bowl. Okay. Now I'm going to set this down in the sink here. You're probably wondering why I didn't put the shell plate in. Well, actually, we're going to do that. Maybe we're missing a part here. I hope we're not. I really hope we're not. Ah, there it is. We're not. It's right in front of me. See this grease here? We need to grease the underside of the shell plate. Here's the top of the shell plate. You notice the top because it's got the number one stamp there. Okay? So we just flip it over. That's the underside. We're going to grease it. We don't need a lot. Okay? Actually, I just thought of a better idea. Let's go back to our shell plate holder assembly. Let's grease it there. Okay, here we go. That's actually probably enough. You don't need a lot. Why do we use grease instead of oil? Less chance of it flowing into our primer assembly. Okay, and we can use the rest of it to just go like this. Like that. Okay, just wipe it off with the fingers. And now we're going to put this on like so. Okay, there it is. Now I'm going to flip this over. Here goes the flip over. We're going to screw this in. Okay, here's what we do. Remember, righty-tighty, it's backwards here. It's lefty-tighty. So we turn this thing here to the left to tighten. Or you can turn the shell plate holder to the right. I find it easier to turn this to the left. Okay? And you see it does this. Doesn't have to be super tight. Okay? It's in there, that's what matters. So, we will continue with further assembly of this in the next segment. Alright? So stay tuned. And we'll see you soon.
San Francisco Liberal. With a gun.